The only way to overcome your lack of motivation is to get up off your arse and do something. You have to take action, man. You have to do the thing. Unless you start taking action, nothing will ever change. Right, welcome back to the Fit That Revolution podcast. And today we're going to talk all about motivation. All right? So this is like, I think maybe the biggest thing people ever say to me when they talk about losing weight or getting in shape, or is the reason that they can't do it, is because they just don't have the motivation. All right, and look, man, I totally get it. But we're going to dive into some reasons why this might be the case, and also a couple of kind of things that you can do to fix it, man, to fix this problem of motivation. And I'm just going to be upfront and tell you right now, you're probably not going to like it. So if you're easily offended, man, or you don't like hearing like the cold hard truth, you maybe want to switch this off, because I'm not here to mollycoddle. I'm here to help. All right, so let's talk about motivation, man, or let's talk about why people seem to lack motivation or why they can't seem to get moving. All right, and like, look, I totally get it, man. All right, as a dad, if I've done a full day's work, or I've done, you know, and I've done all the kind of family jobs and all that kind of stuff, I take care of the wee one, you know, it gets to the kind of later end of the day, sometimes the last thing I want to do is go out for a run or go to the gym or go out to training. Like, the very last thing I want to do is anything along those lines. I just want to sit on my backside and watch the telly. I'm tired. I'm mentally drained. I'm done in. All right. So I do understand. I totally get it. All right. And the same goes for cooking. All right. Sometimes when you finish a long shift, man, and you come home, and you know you've not got anything cooked, and you're going to have to stand and cook a meal, man, sometimes that can just seem like such a drag. And it's so much easier to just pick up the phone and phone for a Chinese or phone for a pizza, or, you know, grab something from the freezers on your way home from work. All right, it's so much easier to just grab something conveniently and make that do. All right, but here's the thing, man. Once you get caught in that cycle, right? So here's the deal, like, well, once you get caught in that cycle of, I'll just take that, I'm going to call it the easy path, all right? Once you get caught in that cycle of, I'm just going to take the easy path, once you've done it once, it becomes super easy then to do it twice. And then when you do it twice, you're probably going to do it three times, then four times, and before you know it, that's then been your life for like the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15 years, right? For however long. And once you get caught in that cycle, it can then be really difficult to break out, all right? So to actually get yourself up and get yourself moving, it just seems like such a chore, all right? And you've maybe got all the good intention in the world, but when it actually comes to doing the thing, the couch wins almost every time, man. And usually what goes along with the couch is a big pack of Doritos, maybe a beer. You know the drill, man. All right, you know how it goes. And then you have your dinner, and then it's more snacks at night time watching TV. And then by that point, it's like, you know, I'll just start this tomorrow. And we'll actually know it. You know, it's the middle of the week, man. I'll start on Monday. I'll do this Monday. All right, and we end up then just in this perpetual cycle and never really getting moving. And the reason we don't is because we're tired. We're no motivated. We can't be arsed. All right, and I do totally get it. Now, there might be another end to that. There might be a case that some people might be feeling a bit of depression. You know, if you're feeling a little bit down, if life's been kicking you in the balls for a while and things have not been quite going your way, if you've got that kind of depression kind of hanging over your head. One thing I want to kind of just touch on this with the depression thing is a lot of people will say, I've got depression, or I'm depressed, all right? I like to reframe that. I lived that for a long time, man. And what I will say is, if you are feeling depressed at all, if you do have those feelings and it's something that's really taken over your life, please go and see somebody about it. Don't suffer that in silence. Go and seek out help. Go and speak to a counsellor. Go and speak to a friend. Go and speak to whoever to get things off your chest, man, because it really, really does help, all right? Don't just kind of try and bottle it all up, which is one of the biggest things we do if we are feeling kind of depressed, but don't bottle it all up. But one thing I will say, one thing that really helped for me was moving away from the I'm depressed, because then it makes it like that's me, that's who I am. I'm just this depressed person. You then make that your identity. You make that the person that you are. So you're then going to take actions and behave. You're going to have behaviors and habits and take actions of a depressed person. Where you're not depressed. You're maybe just going through a period right now where you feel a little bit depressed, right? But that's not you. It's not who you are. You can change that. All right, you might need to get some assistance, you might need to get some help, and that's why I'm saying, if you are stuck like that and you are feeling that way, then please go and see somebody that can help to help move you through that, to help navigate you through it. I'm not saying it has to be medication. It might not be the answer for everybody. Dugs. All right, that might not be the answer for everybody, is having that, is going straight for the medication route, but it might be, man. It might be something that you need to look at and explore, even just in the short term, to help get you through that period. So a wee bit of a kind of a segue there, but I feel like I had to get that in. So if that is you and you are using the term I'm depressed, let's please try and change that terminology and change that identity, because you're not depressed. You're just feeling depressed at the moment. There's things going on in your life that are, you know, they're bringing about these feelings of depression, all right? But if we can start to then change that word in a little bit, it kind of starts to help to change your identity, right? But that might be, you know, when you're feeling, when you do have those depressed feelings, when you have that hanging over your head, sometimes it can be really difficult to get yourself moving, right? It can be really difficult to get up off your arse and actually do anything. Getting out of your bed's a struggle sometimes, man. You're just like, man. Like, and I lived that for a long time, a long period of my life, and even operating on a day-to-day basis just seemed like such a chore. Everything was hard work, right? So I do totally understand. I get it. Like, I know exactly where you're coming from. And what else was I going to say there? So one other thing I would add in with the whole kind of motivation thing, man, like, one of the reasons that, you know, once we've gone through this period, we're either stuck in this rut, we've gained a little bit of weight, we can't be bothered, we're tired, we've gone through that, or because of the feelings of depression, sometimes we look at where we want to be. Like, you know, if you've got 10 pounds, 20 pounds, or, you know, if you're over the 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, if you've got a lot of weight to lose, it can seem like such a massive hurdle, all right? It's like standing at the bottom. I actually did a post on this on my Facebook page not so long ago. We went up to Glencoe at the start of the summer, and we've done a hill walk. It's the first time I've walked up a hill since before the COVID days. So it was about 2017 was, I think, the last one that I walked. Like, up a big one. I've walked a couple of small ones. But when you stand at the bottom and you're looking up, it's like, holy shit. It just seems like such a long way away. It's such a trek. It's like, my God almighty, man. And if all I focus on is the top of that hill, it seems like it's going to take forever. But if I just, you know, break down what I've got to do and just take one step at a time, take one step at a time, take one step at a time, and keep on kind of focusing on those smaller steps, the destination, where I'm trying to get to, it has a funny habit of bringing itself to me. Right? Whereas if all I do is stand at the bottom and think about the top, I'm never going to get anywhere. And this is one of the problems that we face when it comes to losing weight, when it comes to starting an exercise program, when it comes to starting a diet. Is you think you've got to overhaul everything in your life. You think you've got to make all these huge, huge changes, all right? And that's, you know, that sometimes can feel quite overwhelming. And because it feels so overwhelming, we look at it and go, I'm just not going to bother, all right? Or we might then reach for a quick fix, right? We'll go, I'll do this Herbalife thing, man, because I can just have a couple of shakes, and, you know, I don't have to, I can just cut my breakfast out, cut my lunch out, have a dinner and just have these shakes. I don't have to do anything crazy. That's really, really easy, right? Because that is easy. It's easy in theory, but it's not easy in practice, because you end up bloody starving. You hate the process. You don't enjoy it. So it doesn't last very long. Of course, you lose weight in the early stages, but it doesn't last. So you then have to do the whole thing again. All right. But what then ends up happening is, because you go through these periods where you lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, trying all these different quick fix diets, because the other thing just seems so wildly big of an undertaking, it seems like such a massive thing to do, we go for these smaller quick fix solutions. But the more we try and fail, the more we try and fail, the more we feed this belief in our head that we can't lose weight. We think that we can't do it. Like, we then start to make these stories, I'm big boned, I'm, you know, I've always been this way, it's in my genes, I'm you know, whatever, man. That was my car for a long time. I was big boned, or it was in my genes, even though my mum or dad, none of the two of them were fat. But so you get my point, right? This then becomes this belief in my head, which then, when it comes round to doing it again, I'm like, well, I'm just going to fail anyway, so what's the bloody point? So I feel less motivated to actually do the thing. All right, so we end up just stuck in this never-ending cycle, going round and round in circles, getting absolutely nowhere. All right, and then we use this whole story of I'm not motivated. So really, if we look at it, it's not any wonder that you're not motivated, like, either because you're tired, you can't be bothered after work, which, again, to take a segue, if we just go, I'm going a bit all over the place here. If we take a segue on that and say, you know, you're tired, you're shattered after work, you can't be bothered, you're not motivated, but you've been putting on weight over the last God knows how long, and you've been leading an inactive life, that inactivity and the poor sort of diet quality that you're having, the poor foods that you're eating, those things also lead to you feeling like low in energy, because you're not giving your body what it needs. Your body thrives off movement, and it thrives off good quality food. And so if we give the body what it needs and start doing the things that the body needs to thrive, all of a sudden you start to develop more energy, your body starts to produce more energy, so you'll feel more energetic, you'll feel more capable of doing the things that we're going to ask you to do. All right, so anyway, so you're either feeling really tired, can't be bothered, can't be motivated, get it, you're maybe feeling a little bit depressed, or you're looking at what you've got to do and you think it's this massive, massive task that lies ahead, and you just think, man, I can't be arsed doing that. All right, so there could be any number of things that are causing that kind of lack of motivation, and I think maybe the key to understanding this whole thing is trying to pinpoint exactly which one it is. All right, and it might be a combination of them all, man. It might be the fact that you have fallen into this rut, and because of the way that your body is, because of the way you feel, you might be feeling a little bit depressed about it, and you think, oh man, I just can't do this. And then on top of that, you've maybe tried a few of the other diets in the past, and none of them's ever worked. And if they've never worked before, why the hell would I even bother trying this? Right, and you're looking at the distance you need to go, you're looking at where you are now, and you know the 3, 4, 5 stone that you need to lose, and you're thinking, shit man, like that's going to take me forever to lose that, eh? Then I get dugs that are a pain in the arse. Like, go on, here you go. So for the guys that are not watching this on YouTube and you're just listening to the podcast, my dog, she comes in the door and then she yelps to get out, then she comes in and she's a right pain in the arse. So yeah, didn't get dogs, they're a nightmare. That's a joke, I love dogs, they're awesome. Anyway, I digress. So, you know, once we kind of get established why it is that you're not feeling motivated, then it makes it a lot easier for us to start then kind of moving forward from it. But here's the deal, man. When it comes to fixing this problem, my answer is going to be the same for almost every single one of them. In fact, it is going to be the same, all right? The degree of it, the degree of the action that I'm going to ask you to take might change depending on kind of where you're at. However, the action's always going to be the same. And the key thing that I've actually given away is action, all right? I think most people look for this magical thing that's going to help them to feel more motivated. And here's the thing with motivation. You're going to wake up some days and you might feel really motivated. You might feel incredible. You might feel awesome. And those are normally the days that you'll spur yourself into action. You'll be like, right, I'm going to do it. Today's the day. It's like when you set some arbitrary date and you think, that's the day that I'm going to make my start. That's the day that I'm going to make the change, whether it's a Monday, the start of the following month, New Year's Day, right? You've set your New Year's resolution. I'm going to make a start. This is when it's going to happen. Right? Most people do that, and then you know they're motivated in that moment. They maybe get themselves started, but then all of a sudden life throws a curveball. Something happens, whether it's a holiday, an injury, a birthday party, a barbecue, a death, like whatever it may be. All right, something happens. It throws you off course. Motivation drops. All of a sudden, you fall off track. And you stop doing whatever you were doing. And regardless of how much progress you've made, you normally, 9 times out of 10, end up slipping back into old habits, back into old behaviours. Then you put all the weight back on that you've lost. If you've lost any, you lose all the progress you've made. You maybe gain another few pounds on top of it. And then the whole cycle starts again. I was doing all right, man, but then, you know, I lost my motivation. Couldn't be arsed. And I'm back at square one, man. So you're just then waiting on the next motivation bus to come along. Right, and here's the thing with motivation buses, man. I don't think it's so much the case anymore because I'm not sure if Sunday services still exist. But when I was a kid and a Sunday service for buses, man, they were few and far between. They were few and far between. You would get a bus like every hour, maybe, if it turned up. All right, the motivation bus is very much like an olden days Sunday service bus. They're very few and far between, man. Like, I remember when the shops weren't even open on a Sunday. You'd get, like, the odd one or two shops here and there. New, everything's open. But it was never like that when I was a wee boy. But motivation's very much like that. It's there one minute, it's gone the next, and you don't know when it's going to come back, all right? So if all we rely on is motivation to get us started and to keep us going, it's a really, really poor driver. It's a really poor thing to use. I'm trying to think of a better word there. I don't have a better word, man. Sometimes I feel quite articulate, and sometimes I feel thick as mince because I can't think of the words. But hey, well, you get the point, right? It's a really poor thing to rely on, all right? So, and here's what I was saying about at the very start when I spoke about being blunt with this. My cure for motivation is the same regardless, all right? And it's as blunt as you can be. The only way to overcome your lack of motivation is to get up off your arse and do something. You have to take action, man. You have to do the thing. Unless you start taking action, nothing will ever change, all right? And here's the key to it, man. Do the thing even when you can't be arsed, all right? Now, what I mean by that is, I just spoke about not just waiting on that motivation bus. If you can do the thing, if you can take action, if you can get up and go for that walk, even when it's pissing down with rain outside, like you can't be arsed, you can't be bothered, you've had a tough day at work, kids have been driving you insane, you are shattered because you had a shit sleep, the rain's coming down sideways, it's not taking its time, the wind's blowing a hoolie outside, and you go, do you know what, man? I'm going to go for a walk. Like, who in their right mind would do that? Like, not many people. Like, but here's the kicker, man. If you can do it on that your very worst of days, if you can do the thing when you really can't be fucking arsed, and you can get up off your backside and get out and get it done, you are much more likely to keep that thing going because you've done it when you've done it at your worst. If you can take action on your worst of days, you're automatically going to improve your very best of days. So then when motivation does come along, you're going to feel bulletproof as long as you can keep that thing going, right? As long as you can keep it going. So I'm a big believer in just getting up and taking action. Right, now, there's two ways we can look at this, and there's two very different types of people that respond very differently to certain types of coaching. So the first one I'll talk about, like I respond to this. This is how I respond, and other people that, depending on who they are, it's tough to gauge it and speak to them. They might respond to it well as well, and it's that very blunt: get off your arse and do something hard. Go out and do something hard. So just to give you an example of this, man, the last wee while, I'm quite a self-reflective person. I like to kind of look at myself and see maybe, you know, things aren't quite going to plan. Why they're not going to plan? I'm quite analytical. All right, so I like to look at my life and see. Or like review my life and see like, where can I make some changes? What can I do? What do I need to do to kind of make this right or to make things better? All right. And of late, I've noticed that while I'm disciplined in terms of going to training, like I'll go to the gym, I'll work out hard, whatever else, there's been certain other areas of my life where my discipline's maybe been lacking a little bit, all right? And it's not to say that I'm a completely 100% disciplined person, like I only eat chicken, broccoli and rice. I don't mean that. Like I have a structure, of a routine that I like to stick to. Dietary wise, I like to stick to a relatively healthy diet most of the time. But I do allow for some treats. I'll let myself have pizza. I will have ice cream. I'll have donuts. I had little donut bits the other day. They were brilliant. Right? But I just don't make that the mainstay of my diet. I'm fairly disciplined in that sense. However, I've allowed certain things to slip. Within my business, like, things that I need to do, the wee one was off school. I just thought, I'm just no bother, man. She's off school. And I used it as an excuse to not do things that I knew I needed to do each day to move my business forward. All right, and then my business kind of flatlines a little bit, and I go, oh, I wonder why that's happening. So I had to sit down and get really reflective and go, well, do you know what, man? I've slipped into a rut. So for me, I respond really well to making myself do hard things. So when I wake up in the morning, I wake up between 5:30 and 6:00, sometimes 6:30 if I'm asleep in. And I used to just get up, down the stairs, drink some water, get a few bits and bobs organised, and then do some work, like straight away. Whereas now I wake up, I try and get out of bed right away without looking at my phone. I still find that really difficult, but I try and get up and get my day started before I get involved with the rest of the world. But once I get up, I go down the stairs, I set a timer for 10 minutes and I do as many burpees as I possibly can in 10 minutes. Now, I don't mind the burpee, man, but I don't mind to be doing burpees at 5:30 in the morning because I'm still knackered, I'm still tired, my body's a bit achy, I'm like, oh, man, I can't be arsed with this. But I make myself do them, and every morning I try and talk myself out of it. Every morning in the shower, I'm like, you don't need to do these today, man. You don't have to do it. But that's exactly why I have to do it, because the voice in my head is telling me that I don't need to do it. Right? So by doing this, I'm building up mental fortitude, I'm building up my discipline, I'm building up confidence within myself, because I'm holding a promise that I've made. I've put it on my calendar that I have to do these things. If it's on my calendar, I'm doing it. Doesn't matter how much I try and talk myself out of it, I'm doing it. Even when I start my first burpee, I'm going, just do 10. Right, but by the time I'm done, I've done either, like, I normally do between 80 and 100, depending on how I'm feeling. At the point of this recording this morning, I did 80 burpees, and then I followed up with 80 push-ups. So I do my 10 minutes of burpees, however many I manage, I either do the same number in squats, push-ups, rows, or some kind of ab exercise. And I just vary that each day. Right, but that's the very first thing. I start my day with something hard that I do not want to do. And here, I'm going to be honest with you right now, I'm never motivated to do that. I am never motivated to do it. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and go, oh, man, burpees. I could happily stay in my bed. I could happily say my bed sheets are nice and soft. It's cozy in my room. I don't want to get up. I just want to chill, man. I'm not feeling it today. I've done a run yesterday. I'm tired. I'm achy. I'm sore. I don't want to do it. I don't want to get up and do it. I'm tired. The wee one had me awake all night. Every excuse starts running through my head. But I do it because I've promised myself I'm going to do it. I take action. I get up off my arse and I go and do it. Once it's done, it takes me 15 minutes all in to do the whole lot. Like between that and the push-ups, maybe a little bit less, depending on how much I fanny about in between. But the point is that I take that action. All right, now some people will respond to that same kind of stimulus. Like I force myself to go and do the difficult thing, to train hard. I've been doing training for a long time. I've been working out for a long time. I've been exercising for a long time. So I'm a wee bit different. If you're new to exercise or you've been away from exercise for a long time and you've got a lot of weight to lose, that kind of thing might just put you off. That might be the thing that seems overwhelming to you, where you look and go, man, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. It seems like such a massive thing. I've got to do loads. I've got to go and run 6 days a week. I've got to go to the gym 6 days a week. I've got so much to do to try and lose weight. Well, here's the thing, man. You really don't, right? And this is where taking the same attitude in terms of taking action. My dogs are having a rammy down the stairs. So having that same attitude in terms of just taking action, like getting something done, it doesn't have to be a big long workout, right? Just getting up and going for a quick walk around the block. But make yourself do it. Like, go for that walk. It's a very low level barrier of entry. It's a very low level thing you can do to get yourself started. All right, and by just going out and taking that walk, if you're doing nothing at all just now, and you go for a 20-minute walk around your block and do maybe, 3,000 steps, that's 3,000 steps that you weren't doing. Do that every single day for a month, and then you've just crushed out a good amount of steps. Next month, let's see if we can build on that. All right, so what then tends to happen is, like I said earlier, if you can do that on the days where you're really not feeling it, you then start to build momentum. Right, if you can keep your diet in check, if we can just make a couple of small changes, you don't have to overhaul your whole diet. A couple of small changes, like instead of waiting until you come home to try and cook food, can you maybe do a meal prep at the weekends? Or can you cook food the night before that's going to serve you for the next day? All right, if you, like, I don't know what your kind of cooking situation is, but for me personally, I do a meal prep on a Sunday. It takes me an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. The first time I tried to do that, I'll be open and honest, I burnt all the food. I tried to cook too many dishes at once and I burnt everything. All right, so don't do that. Pick one or two meals that you know you can cook, all right, couple of things, and cook those meals on a Sunday. And then you've got food for through the week. All right, and it doesn't have to be different meals for you and different meals for the family. Cook things you enjoy. I cook chili, curry, spaghetti bolognese, mince for mince and tatties. It's things that I know my family will eat. And then I eat those things too. The main focus should always be protein. All right, so whatever you're eating, make sure you've got protein on every single plate. But just maybe make that your first change, right? Okay, what can I do to my meals to make them slightly better? Can I just add in a bit of protein to every meal? That's not super overwhelming. It's just adding protein. So instead of that big, great, big, greasy pastry thing you would maybe have for your breakfast on the bounce on your way to the office, can you maybe just have like a couple of eggs first thing in the morning? Boil some eggs at the start of the week and just grab a couple of eggs. Protein based, there you go, job done. Couple of eggs and a bit of toast before you leave the house. Bosh, that's you. Nice, simple switch in your breakfast. You've probably just saved yourself a couple of hundred calories. Really easy. Add in those couple of thousand steps over the course of the day. You've not changed a massive amount in your life, but it will change a massive amount in your life, all right? You've taken a very small step in the right direction, and it's such a small barrier to entry. If you can just commit to yourself to make that happen, it'll make such a massive difference to your health, not just your health, but also your mental health. Because what you've done then is you've made a promise to yourself, right? And when you make a promise to yourself and you break that promise, that destroys your confidence, it destroys your self-esteem, it destroys the confidence you've got within yourself. All right, so an example I always give to my clients is, if you make a promise to your kids, like if you tell your kids 100%, I'm going to be at your football game, or I'm going to be at your music concert at the school, like I promise you I'm going to be there, and then you don't turn up, all right? Or like if you say, I'll come out in the garden and play with you tomorrow, let's take it away from something you have to go out and do, something in the garden, I promise I'll play with you tomorrow, and you don't do it. But then you promise the next day that you're going to do it. I definitely will come to it tomorrow. And you still don't do it. And you do that for maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks. And then eventually your kids will just stop asking you. They'll just stop asking because they don't have any confidence in the fact that you're going to go out and play with them. All right. And then when you go, oh, can we go and play? They'll be like, maybe. Because they're not 100% sure that you're going to want to go and play. Right? So it's going to then take a bit of time to build up that trust, to build up that confidence again within your kids. You wouldn't do that to your kids. All right? Or not intentionally. You wouldn't purposefully break a promise to them because you know it's going to break their heart. Inside you, you've got this little kid. So when you make a promise to yourself, and this is why it's desperately important, if you do this, when you make this commitment, make this promise to yourself, but stick to it. Because when you stick to it, you start to then build confidence within yourself. And here's the beauty of this, man. When you start taking action, because there is no magic pill, nothing's going to come along and magically make this motivation appear for you. You have to do the work. You have to take the action. You have to commit to doing a thing, right? Today. And here's what I will say about this. Don't say, oh, that makes so much sense, I'm going to do that tomorrow. No. If you're listening to this now, like finish listening to this, or as you're listening to through the end of this, get your earpods, what are they even called, man? I don't know. Earbuds, earphones, they things. Get them in, go for a walk, right? Stick another podcast on and go for a walk. Go for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, all right? Just get yourself out. When you take that action, when you take that immediate action, you've made the promise to yourself, you then take the action. The voice in your head is going to tell you no. Oh, don't do it, man. It's a bit windy today. Oh, it's a bit cold. Oh, you can't be bothered. Do it tomorrow. It's okay. Just do it tomorrow. Fuck off. Tell that voice in your head to piss off, man. It's not doing you any good. Tell it to shut up. Strap on your shoes. Get your jacket on and get out and do the thing. This will build confidence within yourself because you've kept the promise you've made to yourself. Your confidence will start to build, especially the more you do it, the more consistent you are with it. But in addition to that, the more consistent you are with this and the more momentum you build and the more you keep on doing the thing, you'll start to see results. You'll start to feel fitter. If you're not doing any activities just now at all and you make a couple of small switches diet-wise just to trim back the calories a wee bit and you get out walking, you're going to start to notice a difference in the shape of your body. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. You're probably going to feel a bit fitter. Other people might start noticing the difference. Then all of a sudden, what do you think starts to grow? Your motivation. You then start to naturally feel a bit more motivated. You naturally start to go, do you know what, man? This is all right. This isn't bad. I've been doing 3,000 steps. I'm going to go and try and do 5,000 steps. And all of a sudden, you've then got this drive to go and keep on doing it. But it's not a drive of, I'll just wait until I feel better. It's a drive of, I'm feeling better, man, and I want to feel even better. I want to keep on pushing. I want to see how far I can take this. All right, but at the end of the day, man, nothing's going to come along and do this for you. All right, so this is where the blunt side of this comes in. You have to take the action. All right, sitting there going, oh, do you know what, man, I'm just not motivated. Oh, man, oh, woe is me. Oh, all that is a victim mentality, man. Like, oh, I've had this happen, I've had that happen, I've had such a rough time. And listen, I'm not saying you've not had a rough time, man. You might have had a bad time in your life. Things might have happened that have caused you to be depressed, like whatever, or feel depressed, not be depressed. They've caused you to feel depressed. Things might have happened in your life that have put you off and you're sitting and you feel sad about it. But you've got to deal with that shit, man. You have to deal with that shit. You have to deal with it. Sitting there dwelling on it and using that as the reason that you can't get yourself moving. And then whenever somebody asks you, so many bad things have happened in my life, man. Like, I get it, cool. Bad things happen to people all the fucking time. But we have to move past that. We have to be willing to take action, all right? And when we do that, that's going to move us forward. Sitting, dwelling on it, and like waiting for that little mental cuddle or that like whatever, you're just giving it the victim mentality. And listen, man, I've been there. I know I've been there. I have played that violin many a time, all right? And I still do. My coach calls me out on it. Like, Ian, you're being a victim. Oh, bollocks, you're right, I am, right? And initially, when I first got told this, my ego went, who are you talking to? I'm not being a victim. And I fought against it, right? But deep down I knew he was right. So if you've watched that right now and went, who are you talking to, you prick? There's probably something deep inside where you know, you go, he's right. He's 100% right. All right. And sometimes being told that truth, it can sting a little bit. But as I say to all of my clients, my job as your coach is never, ever, ever to tell you what you want to hear. It's to tell you what you need to hear. Because the truth of the matter is, the thing you need to hear is the thing that's going to move you forward. The thing you want to hear is going to make you feel warm and fuzzy in the moment. You'll get that nice wee connect. Oh, that's nice. Thanks for the cuddle, mummy. Thank you. Make you feel good in the moment. Is it going to change your life? Probably not. All right. So there are many reasons you might not be feeling motivated. We spoke about them at the start. Pinpoint what that reason is. Get an understanding of what it is. If it's depression, if you're feeling depressed, go and speak to somebody about it. Let's get it sorted. Change the way you word it, because you're not depressed. You're feeling depressed. All right. Change the way you word it. Go and seek some help. Doctor, therapist, a friend, a peer group that you can let things out to. Do some journaling, man. This was a big one for me. Write everything down. Get it out your head. The more you keep it in here, it's like keeping a whole pile of weeds in a beautiful rose garden. It won't be long before the weeds overtake that garden and kill your roses. All right, get them out. All right, so the weeds are in here. Get them out your head. All right, whatever you need to do to move past those depressive feelings, understand why it is. If you're looking at it thinking it's this massive mountain to climb, it really isn't. Small changes made consistently over time will make a massive difference in your life. If you do respond to the more, get it done, pick something difficult and make sure you do it every day. It will build your confidence, it will build your self-esteem. Make you feel much better within yourself because you know you've done something difficult. And then on top of that, man, when you start to then see results, it'll build that motivation much more naturally, and then you're more likely to want to keep that going long term and start seeing the results that you're looking for, rather than sitting there in that victim mentality hoping that something will change, complaining that it never does, and then just sit in that rut for the rest of your life. All right. So anyway, listen, man, I hope that made a lot of sense to you. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. So drop me a little comment down below. Let me know your thoughts on this. Let me know where you're at in your journey, man. Let me know if this is something that relates to where you're at. And listen, I would love for you to share this, man. Right, I'm still not 100% sure on how all these podcasty things work. This is like my fourth episode or something. So do all the usual things, man. Share this episode. Make sure you subscribe to it and hit the notifications button so you can see when the next one drops. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and share this with somebody that you feel might benefit from seeing it. All right, the more we can get these podcasts out to other people, the more people we can help as a team, all right? So I know it's me on here just blithering away and talking, but I want to create a big community here where we all help each other, all right? Men need more men in their lives that are there to help them and there for them to lean on. And if you're a lady watching this, ladies need ladies too, and we need each other, all right? So let's do this as a team. Share this with as many people as you can. Hit that subscribe button, hit the notifications, and I will look forward to seeing you on the next one. Till then, take care.